Morning, Roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures, and only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
One, okay, seven.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
20-54, clear. 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, when you have a way of, you can't. Thanks for, well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
choosing to listen to Eclectic Dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Amy Lawless on Radio Valencia, Sounds of the Mission.
This is Amy Lawless, and I approve this message.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Whenever you did make contact with the enemy, you go from the most horrible boredom, I mean just absolute deathly boredom, to absolutely the other extreme, the most intense continual excitement I've ever known in my life. I'm not sure how to describe the energy you would feel and the excitement you would feel. However you felt about it in terms of being scared or liking it or disliking it or whatever, the excitement was there, I think, for everybody. You couldn't go through combat and remain detached. It was the idea of someone shooting at you. Someone was trying to kill you. You were trying to kill someone. You were using that finger to try to take someone's life.
Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
We'll be right back. Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
had a hammer that could shine like gold, man, it sounded like thunder. He could really make the thunder roll. Raise him up higher, higher, bringing it down, but you never knew the difference, never knew. Dead of night, when everything is quiet.
anybody touches these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
Yeah, we're having some Aussie fun time.
Good evening, and welcome to the Tomasi Party. Just slide inside and help yourself. We have a wide selection of downers for your love and enjoyment. So sit down and gouge out at your own leisure. We'll be right back.
started back when I turned 18. My mom, my wife, our six kids and me moved into a nice used double wide. It was blue and white, about 100 feet long, with tires on the roof, flamingos on the lawn, and genuine simulated whip handling on the inside. Now when you move into a trailer park, you hear odd things when it gets dark. Hollering, screaming, cursing, ain't nothing weird. But one night I heard a really strange noise, so I crept down the hall to check on the boys. And what I seen done scared me something fierce. Well, there on the Naugahyde couch, he sat a shadowy figure in a Mack truck hat. It was a ghost, and he was drinking all my beer. He weren't wearing no sheet, just a pair of jeans, an old white beater with greasy stains. I screamed like a girl, and he just disappeared. There's a ghost in the trailer, we got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave us alone. He got a chain on his wallet, and he's rattling it loud. There's a ghost in the trailer, look out! I tore in the bedroom and slammed the door shut. Pretty soon the sun came up. I told my wife what happened, but she just shook her head. And I'll tell the truth, I'd have had a drink or three, and the stress at my job been getting to me. But just to be safe, I put a gun rack over the bed. Well, a neighbor stopped by later that day, said the previous tenant had passed away. He was killed working on a Camaro out in the front yard. The hood fell and gave his head a smack. He died, but they say he still comes back. And when the moon is full, he tries to start that car. Well, that same night, about 9:45, we was watching Dukes of Hazzard on TNN, and we heard a blood-curdling scream coming from the lawn. We ran out to that trailer lot, and that Camaro was levitating right off the blocks of that ghost in the driver's seat, yelling, "Yeehaw!" There's a ghost in the trailer, we got a haunted mobile home, and that redneck apparition will not leave us alone. He got Skinner on the radio and he cranked it up real loud. There's a ghost in the trailer, look out! Well, things got bad and soon got worse. We were stuck with his paranormal curse. He'd wake us up at night yelling, "Boo, y'all!" He moved things around to cause a scare, made a tin of skulls float through the air. We could hear footsteps line dancing down the hall. Well, I called the cops and they just laughed. Then a friend at work found an online chat, told us about a site called TrailerGhost.com. There were stories and tips, all kinds of advice. I'm telling you, that website saved our lives. We sent that ghost back into the great beyond. But listen to me, don't make no mistake. If you feel your trailer start to shake, run to the window and take a look outside. And if there's no tornado to be found and you start to hear a strange moaning sound, you might have a ghost up in your double wide. There's a ghost in your trailer, you got a haunted mobile home, and that redneck apparition will not leave you alone. If the walls commence to move in and blood starts dripping out, you got a ghost in your trailer, look out!
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.